What's up?
Maybe I should rethink how I'm gonna open up. I was just thinking, because I always start hello and welcome to the. Just kind of reminds me too much of like hello and welcome to Movie Phone. You know, I probably just dated myself. Some people who listen to this probably won't even know what the hell is Movie Phone. We used to have to call when I was younger. We used to actually dial 1-800-MOVIE-PHONE. It was literally 1-800. The phone number was the letters, Movie Phone. And when you called that number, a voice would come on and say, hello and welcome to Movie Phone. And it was a very distinctive voice. If I heard that voice today, I'd be like, oh, shoot, what? I would recognize it. And you would dial the movie, and you could type in the name of the movie. So, anyways, I'm getting carried away with ranting about nonsense. So I was thinking when I started this, like, you know what? I'm just gonna go get into it. I'm just gonna dive in and not say that whole stupid, well, you know, welcome to the Dell of June. And I'm just gonna get into it, you know. And so I hit record, and the first thing that came to mind was, you know, what's up? Okay, so that's stupid though. I'm so tempted to hit delete, just stop this recording and just hit delete. I really don't even know what I was gonna talk about. Really, I'm just on my way home. Had a pretty full day. Oh man, been working, you know. And then tomorrow, after I get off work, I have an international speech contest through the Toastmasters organization, International Toastmasters, or Toastmasters International. Anyways, don't say anyways. When I competed last Saturday morning. Wow, it feels like so long ago. Crazy, just because every single day I've been working. Anyway, don't say anyways. Seriously, holy shit. Okay. When I competed last Saturday and I won, only because there was no one else competing and I just had to finish in time, which I did, luckily, because even that is difficult for me. Even that was a feat, and even that in itself was a victory worth celebrating. And now on Tomorrow night at 6:30, I gotta log on there by 6:15. I did a little bit of rearranging on my calendar with my clients. It worked out for everyone. So tomorrow I have one doodle that's gonna take me a while in the morning. That way I'll be done probably around 3, maybe 4. That way I have time to get home, wash up, change, kind of go over my speech a little bit in my head. I don't like to rehearse. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'll never be a professional speaker, because they're saying, like, you got to rehearse it at least 3 times, and you have to perform the speech the way you're going to perform it on stage. And I don't like it. I don't know why. It's just me, though. And I know that there's nothing wrong with doing that. I'm not saying there is. Just feels wrong for me. Because I don't know, I just feel uncomfortable with it. I don't like feeling like I rehearsed lines and I rehearsed, you know, what I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna say it like this, and I'm gonna do this gesture here, and I don't know, man. I just like it to happen naturally, I guess. But that's why I'm not a professional speaker. That's why nobody pays me to do this, you know? Well, actually, Anchor pays me, you know? It's not much, but still, it's nice. So, yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do, right? You just gotta keep being conscious of it. Just try to be aware of it and keep doing better. And it, you know, I feel like the more I do speak, publicly, the better I do get. And even though it does feel so scary, I literally turned my screen off and I ran to the bathroom because I thought I was going to throw up before my speech. And I was thinking to myself, why am I being so dramatic? There's no one else speaking. I could literally just talk about nonsense, which I do, just ramble on for 5 minutes. Right now, I'm at 5.5 minutes. I could say, and thank you for your time, and I could be done, and I would have qualified, and I would have won, because there was no one else speaking in that contest. It was just me from my area. So I don't know why I felt so nervous and so stage fright. Maybe because I knew that I was still going to be speaking in front of people, and I could see eyes, you know, looking back at me on the screen. I try not to focus on it. I try to look just at my screen, but you know, you're still aware of the fact that people are watching, and I don't know. It just made me nervous. But the more I do it, the better I'm getting at not forgetting everything that I want to say. I just forget some things. Sometimes the most important parts of the speeches, but that's okay. At least I didn't forget the entire thing, you know, because that's what happens, man. You get up there and you just forget everything, and you're just like, oh man, and then start sweating, and then I even say out loud, like, why am I sweating? Because I'm wiping sweat, you know, because I start sweating. I'm a sweater. So that's what's going on with me in my life. Oh, yeah. This weekend coming up, I scheduled a week. What is it? Is it this weekend coming up? Yes. Because Saturday I'm grooming a dog up in Gainesville, and then Sunday and Monday I have off because it's that Easter weekend. But my daughters, you know, they're busy and everything. They're having a great time up in Tennessee. So I've decided, because my dog Angel is 15 and she's really starting to slow down and her age is starting to show, I went ahead and reserved a campsite at a place called Fort Yargo State Park. It's near my house. Not that far of a drive, about 40-minute drive, so not too bad. And then I was gonna pack up the tent, you know, the dogs, and just go camping. That maybe go there Saturday night. Nah, probably just go check in Sunday. Sleep there Sunday night. Check out on Monday. Come home, just a one-nighter. But yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing this weekend, coming up on Sunday, Monday. Then I got to work on Tuesday. But then I actually reserved a primitive campsite at this place where there's like Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center down in South Georgia. Kind of where near Cedar Creek WMA is located, where I went yesterday. I actually drove by that wildlife area, and that's also one of the Georgia public lands where you can hunt. And I was thinking, okay, I can camp there with my dog. So I reserve May, the first weekend in May, I reserve like from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, so that I could spend two, three nights there. I forget what I reserved. I think two nights. But yeah, so my plan is to keep camping and going out and walking and spending time with my dogs as much as possible. Like, we went on a walk this morning, and my older dog Angel, she did so good. Oh my goodness. And that's the thing, it's like until she starts to suffer, and I could tell that she's just suffering too much and the quality of life is just too low, you know, she's just not enjoying her life anymore, that's when, you know, I'll go ahead and, you know, make that difficult drive over to, you know, the vet and handle business, right? Just take care of it. One of my clients, he told me that his last dog, she was fine one day, because they all were expecting it. It was getting close. She was getting older. She was 17 years old. And he was saying that One night she was fine. They woke up the next morning and she passed on. And he said that it was just very nice that she went peacefully like that, just quietly in her sleep. Nobody knew, you know. And he was saying hopefully she didn't even feel anything and just kind of, you know, just drifted away. And I was like, that's just beautiful, you know. Like, that would still break my heart. I would still cry. It would still be sad and heartbreaking. But, you know, I think that's, you know, what a way to go, though. You know what I'm saying? So, whoa. Anyways, I am here at Home Depot now because I'm going to get some more camo duct tape, because my arrow quiver ripped. The seams started to rip where the belt buckle is, and I'm thinking, man, I mean, I can try asking my mom, but it's like really thick material, and she probably doesn't have a machine for that, and yeah, I don't want to ask her to hand sew it. You know, it would be difficult for me to hand sew through that thick material. So I was thinking, you know what, if you can't fix it with duct tape, right, you're not using enough duct tape. So here I am. My arrow quiver is camo colored anyways, the camo design. So I just need to get some camo duct tape and fix it with some duct tape, baby. Easy. But yeah, that's what I'm about to do now. So hopefully everybody is having a great Monday. I'll try to record a little bit more often because, people are saying that they'd like to listen to this. So, shoot, I will try to make it as enjoyable and as often as possible. Thank you for your attention and your time. Time and attention, right? That's like the most precious gifts you can give anybody, it's the most precious gift that you can ever receive, the gift of someone's time and attention. And I don't take that lightly. I really do appreciate it. And I hope everybody is having a great Monday, you know. And hey, sometimes life sucks, right? And accepting that is actually a positive experience. And looking for a positive experience, wanting, desiring a positive experience in itself, can be a negative experience. You know, that's the paradox that Mark Manson talks about. You know, the desire for a positive experience can be a negative one, and the acceptance of all the negative aspects of our lives, you know, paradoxically, it's that in itself is a positive experience. So I'm really starting to try to digest that and fully embrace it, because it resonates with me, you know, to my core. I can feel that that's true, that is truth. As soon as I heard it and read it, I was like, that's truth. You know, you recognize truth when you see it or hear it. So yeah, maybe things aren't really going well for you. Maybe your arrow quiver is torn at the seams while you're going out there trekking through the forest, and you got lost because it got dark and you walked around in a big circle, and then you got so scared you started shaking and trembling, and you almost peed your pants, but you got it out in time, but you ended up peeing on your bow because it was laying there on the ground right in front of you, because you were in such a hurry, because it was such an urgent situation, and I peed on my bow, and I got lost in the forest, and I got scared. And then, even after I found my car and I knew I could relax, I had to throw up. I had a sick feeling in my stomach because I got so scared and terrified for my life. I thought I was going to die out there last night. And it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Like Chris D'Elia says, life still rips. That guy came back, you know what I'm saying, after he got canceled. Now he's back on his podcast, you know, putting out more episodes. Just being silly, you know, helping people laugh, you know, doing what he does, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, life still rips. Chris D'Elia got canceled and he's back now and life still rips, bro. Anyways, let me go ahead and end this because I do have to go inside Home Depot and go ahead and get that duct tape. and maybe some other things that I don't need if that catches my eye. Because that's what I do, bro. Because I'm not disciplined with my money, but I try to be, and I'm getting better at it. Here's the thing. Yes, I should put some money aside and, you know, plan for my future and things like that. But guess what? I'm gonna die. Yeah, I'm gonna die one of these days, and I don't know when, but I'm not, I don't have, it's not in my plan, it's not in my calendar or anything, so I don't know when, but one of these days, eventually, right, my time is gonna be up, bro. So, listen, before I die, guess what, I'm gonna get old, and I won't be able to enjoy shit, you know, even if I have money to go out on a nice vacation or do anything, or go out into the woods, getting, you know, like, let's say I have plenty of money, I can even buy a nice shotgun, but I'm 80 years old, I can't do shit, my hip hurts, you know, what am I gonna do, go out there and chase, you know, turkeys, you know, like, throw out a hip, nah. You know what I'm saying? So that's my reasoning. I could be completely wrong. Hey, and don't do what I do. Don't do what I say. Remember, this is the Tao of June. It's the wrong way. Because you can name it, you know, the way of June. So it's totally the wrong way. Don't follow me, bro. Don't follow where I'm going. I'm just saying. I'm just sharing my way to inspire you to find your own way, and don't go down someone else's way either, you know, don't follow someone else just because I'm telling you not to follow me. Find your own way, you know, be a trailblazer, blaze your own trail. Anyways, don't say anyways. Let me go ahead and end this. Thank you for your time. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.